What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I am super excited today about today's guest, Heather Nichols. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'd love to just introduce who you are. So Heather Nichols is an Access Consciousness facilitator, speaker, body magician, author, and transformational coach. She combines a master's degree in social work with 25 years of experience in the world of business, bodies, and change to facilitate people to know that they can create an epic life in a way that it actually works for them. She has a unique and uncanny capacity to turn everything on its head and find possibilities in even the most barren landscapes. Heather delivers a robust offering of trainings, talks, private sessions, and classes internationally as well as online. And personally, I met Heather, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I don't remember. It was a while ago. I knew Heather back before either one of us discovered Access Consciousness. As a matter of fact, her and a couple of our other friends were the way showers. And I remember when I met Heather, and then I remember running into her a few years later and just seeing off the charts change, expansion, growth, amazingness just shining through. And I thought, wow, what are you doing? You know, whatever you're doing, sign me up. So it's been amazing to watch you just expand into more and more of who you truly be, and the gift you are in the world, and the vulnerability I've seen you just put out there, and I'm just so tickled and excited to have you here today. So welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I've worked with Heather even personally in a couple of different areas. I've done Joy of Business with you, and then you have your own program called Business Pods, and has really just changed my life and my businesses in so many ways. And even my journey has been changed quite a bit due to the classes and things that you offer. I named this show Outside the Impossible because I really desired to start conversations about, okay, what was something that you deemed impossible to change that you changed? And I'd love to start today's show if there was one thing that you could share that you just never thought you could change it and you did anyway. Would you share that with us?
Yeah. One thing. There's a lot of things.
Sure.
it's funny because I just a little while ago I did a Facebook Live about parenting, and that I would say would be.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. Great.
That would be. I would say. When I changed my world with parenting and my reality with parenting, I was then able to change everything in my life. And it was sort of the beginning for me of mega transformation. I had I still do have two intense and big energy, powerful, amazing boys. And I got divorced when they were 1 and 3. And being a mom was not ease for me, and handling them and their big energies and, you know, trying to get it right and all that stuff that we do with parenting, it just wasn't ease. And I really couldn't create in any area of my life because I was so stressed out with parenting. Like my body was stressed. I didn't really have a lot of ease with business. Like it was just so many different things that, you know, I just was really in survival mode basically. And I got my hands on the tools of Access Consciousness and started to, really let go of judgments and let go of trying to get it right and let go of even trying to be a good mom and everything that I thought parenting was going to be and should be and all of that. And so much freedom opened up in my world and a way of being with myself as a mom and with my kids that I did not actually think was possible. I couldn't have even dreamed of it if, you know, you had asked me, you know, and then it was like, oh, okay, now I actually have the energy and the space and the time and the freedom to create a business and to create, you know, just in every area of my life. So I'm so grateful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And would you say that, like, what was it that changed about that? Like, or what tools did you use to change that?
Well, one of the biggest things was to be willing to be a bad mom, which is like, we talk about this a lot, and it was really, you know, because the thing about parenting in this reality is it's all about, you know, everything that we get our hands on, all the tools, all the coaching, all the, you know, it's all about how to be a good parent, you know, how to not mess up your kids, how to have kids that are really great in the world and, you know, all these things. And it's like, there's so much pressure and there's no invitation to know what's true for you and know what you know and be who you are and all of that. And, so that was one of the biggest things was like, okay, if I'm willing to actually be a bad parent, then there's no choices for me with parenting and with my life that are off limits. So often when we try to be good at something or we try to get something right, there's this whole universe of choices that is no longer available to us because they would, you know, lead us in the direction of getting something wrong. And parenting is one of the biggest, like sort of high stakes areas for so many people where it's like, you can't mess it up. You know, if you mess up your business, okay. You know, if you mess up your money flows, if you mess up your own body, then it's just you who has to deal with it. But if you mess up your kids, you know, the stakes are high, you know. And yet what I see is there's so much misery in the world with people in the area of parenting because they're so trapped in the conversation of good and bad and right and wrong, that they can't actually, they don't know what's true for them. And I know we were calling this business as the adventure of living. And it's like, to me, this really was the thing that I had to get in order to step into that. And I've applied that conversation across the board to business and money and everything. It's like, really, what if there is no right and wrong, good and bad? What if there isn't a way that you can do anything that is about getting it right, but you can know what you know, and you can do what's fun for you and what's joyful for you, and that's going to actually create a different reality that is beyond impossibility and beyond limitation.
Wow. That's a great kick. What a great kickoff. Yeah. So would you say more about that, about business as an adventure of living? Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, and this ties in with the parenting stuff. It's like, I really had to get that business, like, so Joy of Business is a specialty area that you just became you're soon going to become a facilitator in, I guess.
Yes.
This is one of our kind of things that we say a lot, and we have a lot of tools for this conversation of business as the adventure of living. And it means to me, it's like, it really means that our whole life is included in what we do. It, like, our whole life is included in our business. And so, you know, if we look at parenting, it's like I had tried to keep it separate, and like I couldn't be too busy with my business. I couldn't travel too much. I couldn't, if I was really having to like parent from the judgments of what a good parent does rather than what was true for me and what worked for my kids, then like there's this way that we keep so many areas of our lives separate. And, you know, I write articles a lot about, you know, relationships and business and family and business. And so many people are out there saying, well, you know, make sure that you keep them separate and make time. And but that doesn't really work for most people. And what I've found is like, what if it's all an adventure? You wake up in the morning, you're alive, you're in business. That includes your family, that includes your children, it includes your partner, it includes your body, it includes your friends and, you know, the things you love to do in the world, and it includes what you do to create income. Like, everything is on the table every day as like something that you can do and contribute to and nurture that's going to grow the business of your life and living. And that grows your business organically, and it grows your money flows organically in ways that we don't realize.
Awesome. So correct me if I'm wrong, but are you saying you don't like necessarily focus on any one of those areas?
focus is an interesting word. I mean, there are moments where it's like, hey, it's time to be really present with my business, or it's time to be really present with money or with my kids or something. And I, you know, but I don't ever focus to me is like a diminishment of what we actually have the capacity to be as infinite beings. It's like, like the judgment that you have to like eliminate other things from your view, from your perspective, right, in order to put all of your energy into one thing. And that doesn't allow you to receive from every other area of your life.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that. Would you be willing to give kind of like an example of like, well, let's just look at a day in the life of Heather. Like, you get out of bed, every day's an adventure. So what questions do you ask? How do you follow the energy of like, my kids require my attention right now, or my business, or like, how does that show up for you?
Yeah. I mean, I would say I really live the question, where is my attention required right now? So it's very fluid. Like, and since I do see my business as everything that I do in my life, everything's on the table for that, you know? So it might be my body. Like, I mean, I always move my body every day, so I know that's going to be somewhere in my day, you know?
Right.
And that might look like a run or a hike or yoga or, you know, so then I'm asking my body, you know, what would you like to do today? And that's very much a part of my business. You know, to like nurturing my body and caring for my body. And, you know, it might be like I just get a hit that one of my kids really requires my attention, or one of my classes that I'm playing with, or, you know, so, or like the future of, you know, because there's like in business, there's like the, you know, kind of like more short term projects that are like up and coming. And then there's also like the nurturing, the future creations, and, you know, so there's all different places to play, but it's really just living that question, where is my attention required right now? And being present too with the energy that I wish to create in the world. So knowing, like being clear on that, you know, like what is the future that I actually would like to create and see and live? And that's not always a defined thing. It's a lot of times when we're playing with the future, it is a lot more energetic. But being present with that as this sort of guiding energy so that when I'm in those questions of, okay, now what, you know, it's like, what's going to create that? What can I do today? What can I be today? What can I choose today? Where can I put my attention today that's going to create the future that I'm asking for?
So it sounds to me, and just, again, we're just like, if somebody's listening going, wait, it doesn't sound like she has a calendar or
I
a list. Or oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would not have remembered about this radio show if I didn't know. I mean, I don't remember anything, you know. Like, so, yes, I definitely have a calendar. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay, but then how do you manage that with, like, what's required right now? Like, it sounded like when you said, well, moving my body could be at any point during the day. So,
well, I
is that
my calendar?
Okay.
So, like, today I had a meeting earlier, and then, so I just look at it, and it's like, okay, where's the movement going to happen, and what's it going to be? Is it going to be a yoga class? If so, I need to look at the schedule, you know?
Okay.
Is it going to be a run in the woods? Okay, so I'm present with that. You know, it's like, okay, I've got this meeting first thing, and then I can run, and then I have an energy pull, and, you know, so, yeah, it's very, I mean, and this is always an interesting conversation, is how do you follow the energy when you have stuff on your schedule? Well, you do. You still do, you know? I mean, I said yes to being here with you, and, like, as the gift and the contribution that it is to all of us, and it's like, okay, cool. So this is part of where my energy is required today and where I'm choosing to put my energy today.
Oh, okay.
And great. So sometimes it's back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back stuff, you know, which I've learned that I don't love having days like that. Like, I really like to have space in my day to play with this space of, okay, now that, like, to really be able to just sit with my life and my business and go, what now, you know? So I know that that's something that I like to have every day. I also know that what works for me, what tends to work for me, is to not schedule a lot of things before, like, I try to not schedule things before 11 a.m. So that I do have time to, like, wake up and do a little work and go for a run or whatever. Get my kids to school, you know, do my, like, take care of me before I start having appointments and stuff. So things like that.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we will continue this conversation, business and an adventure of living, on the other side. If you have questions for Heather, please feel free to call in 202-570-7057.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I have Heather Nichols, and we're talking about business as an adventure of living. And thank you for everything you said right before the break, Heather, about calendaring, scheduling, and following the energy and how you do both. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely an area that I've struggled with because I'm like, I have all this stuff I have to get done, and then it's like, okay, and then wanting to still follow the energy and trust that too. So, and do you,
I think if you acknowledge it, just a really quickie, one more thing, if you acknowledge it as whatever it is that is on the schedule as a part of like a contribution to what you're creating, it can really change the energy of it from like having a sense of obligation to actually like this is part of following the energy. And of course, you know, be willing to change things too if you need to.
So I was actually listening to a call recently that you were on, and this was years ago, and business time, and and you were talking about how you have these really massive creative times, and then you have these lulls, and you would judge the lulls. I'm also very similarly wired that way. Like I'm like, I'm just like a machine, and then all of a sudden it's like crickets, and I'm like, wah, but one of the things I wanted to talk about with you today, because I've seen a shift in you in the last couple years, and you even did a Facebook Live recently about where you really aren't in judgment of yourself anymore, and how much that's changed. I've watched that change in you. And could you say more about, or just share with us, like what did change for you, and how did you change that?
That's awesome. Love that question. Well, I would say, you know, the thing that I love so much about the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business is they're really, really pragmatic, and also very energetic. And judgment is one of the biggest things that kills creation. It kills your money flows, it kills your business, it kills your body, it kills creation, it kills relationships and possibilities. It's like such a destructive energy. And so I actually was just thinking about this earlier today, how there's been something for me where I've just been able to kind of almost like manipulate myself and like by recognizing the pragmatics of what I'm choosing and what I'm not choosing, to get myself to choose things that I might not normally choose. And this has been one of them where it's like, hey, every single time I go into judgment of me or my business or my money flows or what I'm creating, every single time I judge any of that stuff, I diminish my life and my business. And when I really got that, I was like, you know what? No, like that doesn't work for me. And I remember hearing Shannon O'Hara, who is Gary Douglas's daughter. He's the founder of Access Consciousness. She was telling a story about Dane here, who is one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness. And she said, Dane, you know, your business is growing. You know, he had started doing Access around the time of lots of other people, like they all kind of started at the same time. And she introduced him to Access. And she said, your business is growing and growing and growing, like way more dynamically than all these people who have been doing it as long as you have, and they've taken the same classes. And, you know, she said, what are you doing that's different? And he said to her, every time I start judging myself, I stop. And I was like, wow, that, if that is not, you know, because we spend, we're all, you know, I mean, I would say for most people that I work with, the problem is not that they don't work enough, you know, it's not that they're, and some people, you know, do sit around and they want ask and receive to just be a thing while they're sitting on the couch, and that doesn't work, you know. But most of the conversations I have with people, it's not that they're not working enough or doing enough or, you know, like putting enough energy into their business, so to speak. It's that it's, there's so much judgment there that it's like we're taking like two steps forward and two steps back and two steps forward and one and a half steps back and two steps forward and three steps back. And it's so energetic, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just was like, you know what? I'm giving this up. Like, I don't care what it takes. And it's not like you can just go, I'm going to stop judging myself right now, right here, and then have that be done forevermore. And what would it take, you know? But for me, I just made the commitment to that as really, it was like, it doesn't really matter what I'm doing. It doesn't really matter what classes I'm facilitating or whatever. It's actually the thing that really is going to make a difference here is, am I being kind to me? Am I acknowledging me? Am I acknowledging what I'm creating and my business and the change that I'm creating in the world? And I really chose that. And it's way more fun too. I just got to say, like, not judging you is way more fun.
And lighter.
Yeah, yeah. Way lighter. Yeah, it's like, totally. It's just everything about it is just really awesome, you know? So it's sort of like, I don't know. So when I start to go there, I'm like, do I really want to be like destroying all the hard work that I've done on my business? Like, do I really want to do that right now? No.
So. Yeah. That's, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I've referenced that particular story quite a bit myself, and it has changed things a lot. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So to me, you've always seemed like someone who continues to grow, reach for more. And I'm curious, like, because you mentioned something about the future you'd like to create. And I'd love to know, like, I know some of that's energetic, but maybe what is your vision? What is it that you're reaching for? What are you targeting? Mm-hmm. What has you get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I would say what has me get out of bed in the morning is I love living. I mean, I love living, and I love the planet. I love beauty and experiencing living every day and nature and beautiful people. And, you know, and to me, every day is an adventure of living. And so that's exciting to me, you know. That's what has me get out of bed every day. And I would say that's really a huge part of what I'd love to see is it's like, and for me, a huge part of that too is my body and like what's available with bodies and embodiment on the planet. I'm like, gosh, what would the world be like if people actually like really enjoyed their bodies and enjoyed having a body and enjoyed the beauty of being on planet Earth with a body, with other people, like the delights of the world and actually the creation that comes with that. And 'cause to me, it's like a huge beautiful playground for creating different possibilities and contributing to each other and having communion with the earth and the play of being alive. And it's like if everybody knew that and had that, like, not my version of it, but whatever it is, whatever's true for them, this world would be so different. Mm-hmm. And we could actually have this playground of consciousness and aliveness and vibrancy and creation that the earth actually does have the earth is. We have the potential to be that with the earth if we would choose it, you know. And so part of that is also like I really, the thing that I love about the Joy Business Tools is I always say like the Business Zone Different 3-day master class. It's a Joy of Business master class. One of my favorite classes of all time to facilitate. Because I always say it's a master class in creation. And it actually, because people go, well, I don't have a business. Should I take the class? And it's like, it's a class about creation, whatever that is. You have a business. If you're alive, you have a business. It's called Your Life and Living. And I would love to live on a planet where everybody knows that they can create anything, absolutely anything, like anything they desire to have, live as their life, they can create it. And the tools of access really give us they are these amazing tools that allow us to have that. But if we don't, if we're in judgment and we're in trauma drama and we don't have these amazing pragmatic energetic tools, it's very difficult to do that. That is where impossibility just sort of takes over, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I want the world to know that creation is of anything and everything is completely a possibility for everybody who chooses it.
Wow, it's beautiful. And I remember, thank you for sharing that. And I remember one of the things that I learned from you years ago was the inclusion of the body. And you've touched on it in and out here. And so I'd love mm-hmm. to talk a little bit more about that. Like, how do you include your body and your business? And what would you say that has created versus the like overriding your body so that you create your business?
Well, that doesn't work.
It's usually very painful.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I'm blessed to have a body that doesn't let me do that. I have my body just, I have a lot of capacity for just pleasure with my body. And I've always loved having a body. And, you know, I've started dancing when I was 2. I just have always really enjoyed having a body. I didn't realize that was not the case for most people for a long time. I was like, wait, what? What are you guys talking about? This is fun. This whole body thing. You know, I actually, in that way, like my body has never allowed me to ignore it. And whenever it's actually very, like when I have ignored it, it's given me such intense signals that I can't not listen. And more and more all the time. But, I mean, I look at like, you know, people that, you know, like this sort of typical, like high paced, you know, executive, like people working in corporate environments where they're working, you know, insane hours and, you know, feeding their bodies food that their body doesn't desire and all this stuff. And it's like, that's not a sustainable reality for any body. Mm-hmm. And so again, not pragmatic. You know, and especially when you have these tools, because people do it because they think that's what they have to do to create money. But mm-hmm. what I've seen over the years, and I've lived and I am living, is that the more joy and ease and pleasure and aliveness and play and inclusion of my body that I be and have, the more money I create in the most bizarre and phenomenal of ways. And so another thing I would love for the world to know, you know, money does not, when money as a result of the abuse of our bodies is very short-lived, not sustainable, not pragmatic, and not necessary. You can actually create more money if you enjoy your body and you include your body in what you're creating and you honor it, you know? So I don't know why you would choose the other way, but you know, some people like it really hard.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of us are taught it, you know, until somebody else says, hey, you know, there's an easier way. And we're like,
well, yeah, no, that's one of the things that people don't even think is possible, you know?
Right.
And so also like a mission of mine, you know, it's like, hey, guess what?
Well, and I love that. And to me, you really are an embodiment of joy and pleasure. Mm-hmm. And you've been a huge invitation over the years just to be like, wow, that's actually possible. There is something greater and easier and more fun out there than than the normal. Awesome. Well, I do have more questions, and I know we're about to take another break, so I'm probably going to just knock us off here, and then we'll come back. 202-570-7057 to ask any questions of Heather. Please call in.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I am here with Heather Nichols. We're talking about business as the adventure of living. Thank you, Heather. This has just been so great so far. And I'd love for you, you touched on it, and it's, you know, there's a couple of different questions in here. I'm like, which one do I ask first? So let's start with, to me, it seems like you love business.
Yes.
And that's not normal. I mean, I don't see that in everybody. And so I'm like, what do you love about it?
Well, to me, it is, it's like my primary creative playground. So I love being creative. And business is like such an, I love that you can just take energies and like turn them into something that changes people's lives and like conversations and possibilities and create money with that and create change in the world. And it's like, it's so cool to me, you know, it's like, wow, you know, and to be in this sort of like the flow of like having conversations with my business and different creations and different classes and things just going, hi, you know, like this is how I create my business. Like energies, just like different classes or whatever, they just kind of pop up in my world and go, hi, create me, you know? And then I go, okay, when and what, and how would you like to be? And what would you like to charge? And I'm always talking to my business and my creations and just asking questions. So, and that to me is like, there's such an ease because I don't have to figure anything out ever. And I think that's one of the biggest things that is such a pain for people with business is this whole thing about like, you have to know how. And I always tell people you're off the hook for ever having to know how again. How is not a relevant conversation when you're playing with energy. It's just, you know, what is right now and what can I create right now and what can I choose and change right now? And letting that sort of just guide you. And I'm fascinated by that. It's like, just the more I let go into the sort of flow of creation and, you know, really adding myself to it and what I'd like to see in the world. Oh my gosh. I mean, what shows up is just beyond anything that I could ever create left to my own devices. So
that's beautiful. And that it, so there's an interesting thing here that you have that's very different. And you also mentioned it right before the break. You said money follows joy. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people do business to make money. Mm-hmm. And, but there's a lot of like have to's, shoulds, and mm-hmm. not a lot of joy in it. And so, can you say more about like business and money and joy? Like, yeah. How do those all work together?
Yeah. Well, if we look at, you know, if we look again at the pragmatics of this, it's like most people work their butts off, you know, don't pay attention to their bodies, ignore their families, ignore their, you know, the rest of their life to have a business that makes them the money that they have decided is going to get them to a place where they can later on have joy and ease. that's how business is done in this world. You know, right. It's like yeah. You retire or whatever. But that, I mean, I don't know that anybody would actually say that that really works. Like if that's your point of view and you're listening to this, how's it going? You know? and this is where we have to get real with ourselves and go, oh yeah. Because the truth is so many of us actually just are motivated to create more and that's just fun. And so there's never a place that you get to where you're like, oh yeah, now I can be happy. Now I have the amount of money that I decided I needed to have or whatever. And so I remember actually the moment where I really chose to step into a level of joy, like to actually like put the, you know, horse before the cart instead of the cart before the horse, which is how people do it in this reality. Mm-hmm. And go, you know what? I'm choosing joy. No matter what, I'm choosing joy. Right now for no reason. And I'd like to see if this money follows joy thing is actually real for me. I'm going to test it out, you know, cause the other way wasn't really working. So it was like, all right, let's see how it goes. And it's been amazing. I mean, I'm really like prioritizing joy in my life and prioritizing ease and prioritizing, you know, what I get to like where I use my time every day and my energy and like really enjoying my life, enjoying my business, and it's grown my income so dynamically. I mean, like, you know, where I go to meet with my accountant at the end of the year and he's like, wow, you know, how'd you do that? You know, it's like, well, I had a lot of fun, you know. And so it takes courage, actually. It takes a lot of courage to choose that as a reality and to nurture it. And because there are moments where it's not like the whole, you know, my whole journey has been like, oh my gosh, I'm just like overflowing with money and it's all great. And, you know, I mean, there are plenty of moments where I'm like, okay, you know, wow, this is intense and I have to choose more and there's more courage required and there isn't as much money as I'd like there to be. And, you know, like that does happen too. And yet the rapidity of change and growth and the creation of the future and the life that I am having, you know, has been such a, I wouldn't trade it for any, like, I wouldn't want to live this life without that, you know? It's so incredibly liberating from the just totally distracted, disempowering, limited, abusive, really unkind reality of business and money that we think is true.
Right. So beautiful. And then it's so cool because I've watched you and you've changed so much. And like in asking these questions, and there was something you said in the very beginning of the call. And I, is like, you know, ask and you shall receive doesn't mean you're sitting on the couch waiting. Mm-hmm. And I know that like right now out there, there's probably some people going, well, if I'm having fun and there's ease in my life, then why can't I just sit on the couch? Mm-hmm. and 'cause maybe that's fun and, you know, to some people or whatever. And, but there's also a misconception of, it's almost like a misidentification of the word work, you know, like work is, yeah, not fun and not joyful and not easeful. And like you said, it doesn't mean it's necessarily always easy, mm-hmm. which is also mm-hmm. the, you know, where they get confused, like, wait, yeah. Ease. So could you speak more to that? Like, what do you do when things aren't necessarily easy?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. I ask a lot of questions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are some of those questions?
I mean, actually, one of my favorite questions is, what is this? Like, it's just one of the most basic, you know, you get it in like your first class in Access Consciousness. And it's so powerful because if you really ask, if there's something wonky going on for you in your business or whatever, if you don't... So this is both incredibly, it seems like a very simplistic question. And at the same time, so powerful if you don't have a point of view. So if I'm sitting there and things aren't working out the way that I desired for them to work out, and I ask, what is this? But it's, I have a point of view of like, something's wrong, something's fucked up, something's missing, I'm wrong, I'm fucked up, you know, then what is this is going to yield, like the point of view that I have is going to taint the awareness that I can receive from asking that question. But if I don't have a point of view and I'm like, okay, so this could be exactly what I've been asking for. This could be anything. I wonder what this is. And then I'm willing to have the awareness of it without the judgment or the conclusion. There's so much information. And I mean, I just recently went through like over a year of where I just felt like my business was like, it was so weird. It was like this really weird time for me, and for business. And it was like, I'm not sure what to do here and what's being asked for. And things kind of just felt like they weren't really working like they had before. And I just kept asking that, you know, okay, what is this? What's required? What can I do to change this? What can I be to change this? You know? And I just like staying out of judgment during that time was so incredible. And of course I wasn't 100%, you know, not mm-hmm. in judgment, but to the best of my ability. And getting facilitation, you know, I had so many people that asked me questions and, you know, whatever, got sessions, took classes, whatever I needed to do. But it was this continual sense of like, just the universe kind of going, hold on a minute. Like there's something really mm-hmm. cool in the works here. It just takes a moment, you know?
Okay.
And this is something that we don't always recognize, is that sometimes that change just, like if we're asking for big change, sometimes it takes a minute, it takes a lot longer than we want it to, you know? And when you can stay out of judgment of it and be curious about it, then you can receive so much more. And the change actually occurs so much faster.
Okay, that's great. That actually really segues into, like, would you say a little bit more about ask and receive? And
yeah. It's a dynamic space of creation. And, you know, there's a lot of people that kind of toss it around as a thing. But ask and receive, it only works if you're willing to be. And what I mean by that is like dynamically be. Like be every energy that is available to you. Be all energies. Be anything that is required for you to be for something to show up. And that, you know, that's the whole conversation in and of itself. But if it's ask and receive, if you're just, you know, couch sitting, you know, going, hey, universe, can you bring me $1 million? You know, but you're not actually willing to be that which can create it, receive it. You're not willing to get up and do what's required. You're not willing to be something different in the world that would actually invite people to come and play with you. You're not willing to make yourself uncomfortable. You know, there's all these elements of being that then sort of spill into what we do with our time and what we're willing to receive, that if that's not there and you're not, and you're like, I'm going to ask for this, but I'm not actually willing to change. That's just, it's just a great idea. It's not, it's just sort of lip service and a total misunderstanding of a very powerful, I mean, I would say sort of law of the universe of how creation works, but you're part of the universe, you know, so it's not just you and the universe, you're part of the universe. So you showing up to be something different and do something different every day is, it changes the whole universe and it changes the trajectory of things and nurtures the requests that you are making so that you can receive what you're asking for.
It does require a little bit of action.
Yeah, more life. Than a little bit. Yeah. More, I would say more than a little bit. I mean, I'm doing kind of most of the day, you know, but it's not doing, I always say sort of doing from a space of being. It's more of a doing from a space of being. It's like an action that kind of emerges from being and living as a question rather than doing to check off my list, you know, with no curiosity of to what's actually going to create something.
Right.
So the very different space of engagement, which is to me why it's so fun and so creative, because it's like, oh, now this, okay, cool, let's see what that does, you know, rather than like, I have so much to do today, you know,
right,
that sucks for everybody.
<to-do> list.
Yeah, right, totally. And it doesn't work, so
yeah. Wow, that's really great. So Heather, before we'll do some closing thoughts in just a second, but I'd love to take the time and just say, how can people find you if they want to learn more about you, find you?
Yeah.
Where's the best places?
Well, my website is heathernichols.com, so that's easy. And then I'm very active on Facebook. I have a Heather Nichols CF page, and then Heather Carrion Nichols is my personal page. I love to play on both of those. I also have a podcast called Creating Beyond Reality. That was a radio show for about 6 years, and now we're transitioning to a podcast. So that's all on my website as well. And YouTube, like I'm starting to do more stuff in other places, LinkedIn, Instagram, you know, but Facebook is kind of my most fun playground at the moment, and my website.
Awesome. Yeah. And for those of you out there that are kind of interested in, like, what's this business done different? Or, you know, she talks about joy of business. Heather is actually offering a business done different 3-day masterclass in Boulder, Colorado in just 2 weeks, right? Isn't that August 31st?
Yep. It's going to be live streamed as well. So you can join from anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's so awesome. So, yep, you can watch Heather online, or you can show up in Boulder, Colorado. That would be great. And, wow, that's just so cool. So any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to tell our listeners today, Heather?
Please know that whatever you desire to have as your life, you can create it. You really can. There's the music. Thank you, Venus.
Thank you, Heather. It was so great having you.
Yeah, great being
with you. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.